ice forklifts.
Track Tiger around the links at Augusta all week and weekend long on The Ticket with live Masters updates at 50 past every hour tomorrow through Sunday. Brought to you by Texans Credit Union and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
We're going to hear from Sports Panties coming up at 8:40, and then at 8:50, I've got a hot sports opinion on chemistry and baseball. Right now it's 8:20 on The Ticket. Piggybacking on something that Bad Radio was talking about last week, we're going to do a segment on time wasting at work and what perhaps it should lead to.
I think right now we are at an all-time high as far as wasting time at the office.
Never wasted more time in this country's history.
I don't think so. A lot of it is because of the internet and the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And they got this list. Like, this come from CBS, Fernando?
This I believe of, so.
Yeah. Surfing the net is the biggest time waster at work. 44.7% who
waste time.
Yeah, waste time.
Yeah. What?
They say they do it on the net.
Yeah, they asked all these workers how they waste time. No surprise that most of them waste time on the net.
23% is talking with other coworkers. That's always a big time kill when you go into someone's office. Hey, so what's going on?
So I wonder if 30 years ago that was 60%.
Yes.
Since we didn't have the internet, that had to be number one, and probably by a mile.
Yes.
A long time ago.
You can entertain yourself for hours now on the internet. I like this one. Spacing out is 4%. The guy just sits at his desk and just doesn't do anything. Running errands off premise. Boy, how many salespeople do that?
None.
And you know, in any job I had prior to this job, where you can't really go off the premises during mm-hmm. the radio shift, that was my number one goal. Was to have some kind of errand to run outside of work and to be gone for a while. It felt like such freedom. Be away from the store, be away from the restaurant.
Making personal phone calls, 2.3%. Applying for other jobs, 1.3%.
That's an idea.
Planning personal events is 1%. Arriving late or leaving early, 1%. And they say the older you are, the less time you waste. The younger you are, the more time you waste. From 22 to 27 years old, they waste right at 2 hours a day.
I kind of think that's low. I would have guessed that they wasted about 4 hours of their 8-hour workday.
Yeah, I guess that's what they'll admit to.
Right.
Or the older part of the workforce, from 58 to 77, they waste about a half hour a day. So here's the thing. If we are wasting this much time at work, and we all know it happens in the office place, let's either shorten our workday, let's make 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock the normal time, we all work, get it done, go home, or let's keep doing what we're doing at the office and just shorten the work week.
I think a 4-day work week's a great idea.
We're going to save on gas, we're going to do all sorts of good stuff.
Some would argue that you'll still get that same amount of time wasted in those 4 days, that just because it's a 4-day work week, people are still going to surf the internet and chat up friends. And so then overall productivity will be lower. And is this a time when we need lower productivity?
Probably not.
No.
I think that it doesn't matter what you do with the work week, make it longer, shorter, whatever, people are still going to waste the exact same amount of time because that's the pace that human beings can get things done. We all have to waste time at work. It's our little mental break. And then you hop on the horse and you start doing work for a while and you work like hell and then... And then you blow off steam and you surf for 30, 45 minutes. And there's been people who've done studies about this that saying that that makes for a better, happier, more productive worker, the fact that he does waste time.
That you can't just go 8 hours straight with an hour lunch break. Mm-hmm.
Right. You're not there from 8 to 5 to work from 8 to 5. You're there from 8 to 5 to get work done.
Be available for work.
Be available for work, but... It's just that you can get things done if you have mental breaks in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, not all bosses.
And we shouldn't be concerned about someone surfing the net. What we're concerned about is you getting the job done. Not working from 8 to 5, but here are your tasks, and you get them done according to these deadlines. And you know what? I think we ought to, and we ought to just loosen up the work hours too. A lot of companies have done that. Just hey, we don't care.
Sure you get it done.
We don't care how much you're in the office. You just make sure that here's what you have to do. You make sure you get these done. And if you show that you can't govern yourself and get it done, then we'll start hauling you in the office and standing over you like a nanny.
It seems simple, seems easy, logical sounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
But most bosses feel like they have to justify themselves to their other bosses. And so they want to make sure everybody's in their chair at 8 a.m., out the door no earlier than 5. So they can report to, hey, look at the schedule my people are keeping.
You're right. That's exactly right.
All right, here's a half-baked idea. And this is not intended to offend the people who have lost their job, who were working long hours and things like that, okay?
Uh-oh.
Just listen to me. I'm a successful, great person
here.
Do you think there are companies around this country who have fired people in the last 6 months?
And I truly do.
And they've realized, hey, wait a minute, we're getting the same amount of work done with 8 people than we did with 14 people.
So what's the half-baked idea?
What were those other 6 people doing? In other words, are we...
Cutting back is good?
In some ways, are we overstaffed in some areas? And maybe this downturn in the economy has showed, you know what, you can probably do...
There's something to that.
But what about
in some cases?
What about if those remaining people are now having to put in 80-hour work weeks doing the job that those other people did?
Well, maybe not. Maybe now they're just working 40. Maybe they're not working more than they should. They're just working what they should. Again, it's very half-baked, and I'm not trying to offend the people who lost their job, who were working really hard to provide for a family. I'm just saying, if we get all this proof of wasting time at the job place.
There's something to that. That's not as half-baked as your most famous half-baked theory of all time. I don't know why I just thought of this. Your idea to give alcoholics a drink every once in a while. Remember that?
Yeah.
No, it was just tapering off.
Right.
That was my thing. Instead of just stopping cold turkey, just...
I don't even know why you had that. What's the point of that theory?
Well, because I've just known that a lot of people who've tried to quit smoking or drinking and doing the whole cold turkey thing never really worked out for them.
They need to ramp down?
Yeah, just ramp it down and then maybe we can get somewhere.
Biggest time waste at the office, any office, has to be the meeting. Just one meeting after the other. We always have to meet. Let's meet.
We over-meet.
Let's not do the things we're supposed to do. Let's meet about the things we're supposed to do.
Boy, I can attest to that now.
Yeah,
since you moved into management.
Oh.
There's all kinds of meetings going on.
And you get two people that don't show up, and so that meeting has wound up being a half-hour time waste because you need input from those two.
Oh.
So then that means there's another meeting to come.
Here's a P1 named Alex. He said the biggest waste of time at his office certainly is the meeting, and he says that 95% of the time he's not paying attention and instead concentrating on holding back an ass blast and daydreaming about the double D's at the front desk.
Okay. Ass blast.
I feel his pain.
We're with you, brother.
Let's take some calls on wasting time at work to Jeff in Southlake. You're on the ticket.
I just want to make the point that a lot of us spend a lot of time working when we're not at work, so it's okay to waste a little bit of time at work.
Okay.
With the Blackberries or the wireless at home.
Yeah, and you know, I think, aren't we changing too to where we do work that way so much more now? People work, you know, with their laptops or Blackberries or whatever when they're not officially on the clock. That, you know, eventually, I don't know if we're going to have the traditional office place anyway.
I got a great email. Somebody thinks that the number one time waste at work would be smoking. How many employees go down to the smoker's porch 20 times a day and sit down there for 15 minutes? How much time does that add up to?
How many hours a week do you think the P1 waste listening to the ticket at work?
That's okay. That is stress relief that you need to get through your day. That's okay.
Hey, I know a lot of P1s who say they get work done at halftime.
In half the time?
In halftime. Like the musical halftime, you know, slower.
Uh-huh.
They get work done slowlier when the ticket segments are in force, and then during commercial breaks, that's when they work like hell.
Okay.
So that's good.
That
ticket's
good.
Pacing you.
Bailey and Trophy Club, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Morning, guys. Yesterday afternoon, I got home early from work and logged on to Facebook
And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 30 of my Facebook friends were online, and I know they're at work.
Boy, Facebook is taking up some valuable work time, isn't it? It's got to be.
It's just the computer in general. I mean, if you're not on Facebook, then
You'll find something else.
Friends are going to be on some sports website
Stats, or porn.
I'm telling you, though, that people wasted time before the computer just as much.
Yeah, I think it's a set point.
In our genes, there's just a set point of time wasting, and whether we have a computer or don't have a computer, we'll still hit that set point.
They did, but it was easier with the computer. Like, we just went through the list, and back in the day, it would have been talking with friends at work. That would have been number one. Now that's number two. But back in the day, it was much easier for you, or much harder for you to read a magazine than to be surfing the internet. Because when the boss walks by, if you've got a magazine out, it's obvious that you're not working. But if you're on the computer, well, you could be working, and you can close that window real fast. You see the boss walking by, and you could be typing up work, for all he knows, especially if he can't see your screen. But if you've got a magazine out or something, I think the computer makes it a lot easier to waste time.
You know, we're talking about meetings and how they can be a real waste of time. Sometimes within the meetings, you can have time waste.
Gordon Keith.
Yes, how about the meeting we were in yesterday? And the thing that cannot be repeated on the air that Gordo said. That has bothered me now for almost 24 hours, what you said.
What? What did I say?
You know what you said, and I'm just...
That's a human resource.
There's no way we can paraphrase that.
No, he was writing his name on someone, and we'll just leave it at that.
Wait a second.
Female someone.
Wow. Yeah. I just remarked that
we cannot get into that.
that woman who walked by the office has always been attractive to me.
And that was a time waste.
And I was letting you guys know that.
In the most vulgar of ways.
I've never heard anyone
talk like that.
Seriously, it was so shocking. I really did almost file a complaint on you because it made me feel so uncomfortable.
You asked me how to go about doing
it. In the workplace, right. The things have changed up here where we can't go about the same way
anymore.
Who do
we file
that
way?
We don't have HR anymore. But
yeah.
To Jeremy in Duncanville, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I just wanted to pretty much say I'm living proof of what Josh's theory is, and that, you know, there's so many people getting laid off now that people don't have time to waste anymore. A year ago, I was, you know, slacking off, but we've let three or four people go in my office, and now I have the job of three people and don't have any time to slack off and go to Facebook.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is what you were talking about, Ja.
Yeah. Well, I just wonder if he's working actually more than 40 hours a week, or now is he up to 40 hours a week because of that?
George, I just don't think we should work harder. We should work smarter.
Smarter.
A more condensed workforce, you would think, would force more productivity out of each employee, not to mention the fact that everybody is scared these days about just losing their job.
Right. And that was Bad Radio was talking about how that's a big thing. Now there's some sort of service that you can go to that helps you look busy on the job place so you won't get fired.
Really?
Yeah. There's someone offering that type of advice. how you can really look busy at work and you're not going to be the guy who's going to get fired.
Yeah, they're always ragging on their producer, Gribble, because they think that he just walks around the office, the cubicle area, with a concerned look on his face and holding some papers. But he has nothing to do and nowhere to go, but he's trying to look busy.
It works on me. To me, Gribble looks like a really busy guy.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to pull the rug out from under all the P1s. I'm all for them wasting time at work. And listening to the ticket and doing all that sort of thing?
Sure.
All right, well, keep your ears listening to the ticket, where it is 8:34, and coming up next, we'll...